TMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Another full hour of music. WTMA, Charleston.
Number one radio station, the mighty TMA, with another solid gold weekend.
Yeah, 24-hour day request line, of course, is open for you. It's always open at 556-5851.
From Charleston's radio leader, it's the mighty TMA Bob Scott Show. It's number one, and you know it.
Good evening, Charleston. Welcome back to the final portion of the Bob Scott North 52 Drive-In Show this evening. Incidentally, this is where we're holding the big contest tonight, the big contest of Charleston, the Miss or Mrs. Movie Star Contest.
Council acts on McLennan Banks and land deal. It's 42 degrees, our low for tonight, around 30. This is Steve Bell, WTMA News on Thursday, December 9th, 1976.
WTMA.
Well, good afternoon once again, everybody. Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and I worked at the mighty TMA back in the late 60s and early 70s. We are looking back now to the way it was back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s. As we reminisce and take a walk down memory lane, we've got disc jockeys here who were here back in the glory days of WTMA when WTMA was a rock and roll station. In fact, if you grew up in the Lowcountry like I did, this was the only station you listened to. And it was a powerhouse back in the 60s when I was a teenager. You had to listen to WTMA. I worked here as a news guy in the summer when I was away from college. Then I'd go back to college, and one thing led to another, and I ended up at Channel 5 TV, and I've been there most of my career. It's good to have you with us. I want to remind you, too, that The Wonderful World of Charlie Thompson is just off for today. It will be back next week, and we appreciate, Charlie, your letting us come in here and walk down memory lane and reminisce and remember the way it was back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Want you to meet some people who were here during the glory days of rock and roll at WTMA. We're going to start and go around the room. We've got some voices that you may know about and that you may have heard. And I'm going to start with John Burwell.
Well, 50 WTMA, the mighty TMA.
I didn't even ask you to do that.
Thank you very much.
You know? But that,
you don't have to ask John to do that. I still remember how it was done.
John. Let me hear it again, John. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Burwell.
Well, 50 WTMA. Hi, everybody. I'm John Burwell. It's good to be with you.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
That's pretty darn good, John.
Yeah, I'm spewing every word.
Take two aspirins and go to bed, will you? John, you were here during what years?
I was here from 1974, from January of 1974, all the way up to, almost 1981.
And then what happened to you?
Well, I got the call to ordain ministry.
You fell off the wagon, became a minister, and now you are an Episcopal priest.
At Holy Cross, Solomon's Island. I've been there actually for 18 years. I've been at Holy Cross, Solomon's Island.
Oh, my
great
goodness.
Great church out there on the beach.
John, as we look back, some of your favorite memories of being a disc jockey here at the mighty WTMA. And, John, you got the pipes, buddy. Let me hear it one more time, John.
1250 WTMA. How are you? It's so good to be with you.
Oh, today. I can
How's
see
that?
Him
now.
I can.
That's my best. They did do this.
John, share with us some memories from way back then in the 70s when you were a disc jockey.
Great day in the morning. I mean to tell you, when I came to WTMA, it was the number one station in the Southeast. Now, that's no joke because it had more listeners per capita than any radio station in the Southeast. And
It was a monster. It still is now. It's a different kind of monster. It's a talk and a news monster now, but it was a big monster back then.
I was working the morning show at WNOK in Columbia, the morning drive show, 6 to 9 in the morning, and Keith Nichols, who I'd worked with at college, said that they had an opening on the all night show down here.
Right.
This station was so big that I went from morning drive to overnight just so I could get my foot in the door down here at WTMA. And so my first 6 months were overnight, midnight to 6 at WTMA. Then I got on at 9 to noon. And it was, you know, like it was in heaven at 9 to noon. And just one more thing real quick. Got on at 9 to noon, John Trenton, the general manager at that time, called
me. We all know John. I worked with John in the mornings.
And he said, "You have now made it to WTMA." And he said, "We are the number one station." and we will stay the number one station. And if you can't, I will find somebody who will.
Ooh.
Do you understand me? I said, yes, sir, I understand you. And I kept the ratings.
Yes, you did. That's a great how do you do, John. And quickly, the church you're pastor?
Yeah, Church of the Holy Cross, Sullivan's Island. Right. It's a great church. Come see us.
We will, and I think many of us here could use religion right now, John. If I look at this sorry bunch of guys right here. Brother Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Brother Dave, it's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just happy to be here. I haven't been to Charleston. I think I came up briefly in 1981. I was doing a renegotiation type thing, trying to get on a station up here. And I went back, thought about it, decided I'd stay in North Carolina. But I really like Charleston. I haven't been down in a long time. I'm sort of doing the touristy things.
When were you here, Brother Dave?
Moved here in September of 74 and left in December of 80. And I was at WTMA from September of 74 through December 23rd of 74. And then I came back about, I guess it was March of 75 and worked on till early 76 there.
What did you do when you were here?
I did 7 to midnight. I did 7 to midnight on TMA for a couple of months, and then came back and did overnights.
Now, we called you Brother Dave, but yeah. What is your real name?
I'm David Vassar, okay. Vassar, so that's why I don't use that on the air.
I understand but, that, because it sounds close to something else.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like Hitler.
Right.
I get that a lot.
What are you doing now, Brother Dave?
Or it could be Nasser.
It could be Nasser, right? It could be something like that.
It could be something else.
Could be Asker, as a matter of fact.
I went to, I left TMA and went to CSE.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And some people might have listened to me over there. Dave Derrick. I did that. And I did that at WQSN, too. I was at WQSN for years.
What are you doing now, Brother Dave?
Right now, I have just stopped doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
I did 12 years at Magic 96.1 FM in Charlotte, which is a clear channel. Yeah.
Right,
60s.
Right.
Well, we did 50s, 60s. Then we started doing 60s, 70s. And now they're playing what they call contemporary rhythmic, which is an urban music format. There aren't too many gray-headed urban DJs hanging around. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Well, so you've finally gotten out of radio. At 94, it's about
time. I actually got to quit. There were two people left, me and this other guy. So I actually got to quit. So, one of the few radio jobs I got to quit from, actually.
You weren't actually fired.
No, I wasn't.
We're talking, folks, with Brother Dave, and we are reminiscing about the way it was when the mighty TMA was a rock and roll giant. Now, of course, it's a talk and news giant, but back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and into the 80s, it was the station to listen to for rock and roll. Brother Dave, quick story from you. Anything that comes to mind when you look back at those glory days?
One thing
days?
That always comes to mind is... I want to send out a round of applause to the greatest audio engineer I ever knew, Charlie McCants.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I don't know, he could move 6 alligator clips around in that place and take the whole place down, and nobody could put it back on. But he made that thing sound like an FM, and I noticed today it still sounds great. The station still sounds good.
All right, Brother Dave, you know what I've asked everybody as we go around the room here. Would you share with us a little bit of your delivery? The way it was back here in the 1970s when you were here. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Brother Dave.
It's 7 o'clock at the mighty TMA. I'm Brother Dave, and here's Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom.
Oh, yeah, you got me going. Let me tell you, after that, man, I don't know what to say. Brother Dave, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming back. Where are you living now?
I live in a little town called Baden, North Carolina. It's a little French village in Stanley County, just east of Charlotte. I've commuted into Charlotte for years. Right now I work in emergency services. I'm a training officer for the Stanley County 911 Center in Albemarle. I train 911 telecommunicators how to do their job, radios and phones, and EMD, CPR, childbirth, choking instructions, that sort of thing. Believe it or not, that's a good job. Nice benefits.
I bet so.
And there's no Arbitron rating on the police band.
Praise the Lord for that. Brother Dave, good to have you with us. Steve Bell was here as a news guy. In fact, Steve, you were one of my favorite. I'd always tune into you and listen to you. When were you here? What years were you here, Steve?
Nice of you to say. So I was here from the spring of 74 until the spring of 78.
And then after they fired you, what happened then? I'm just teasing you, Steve. You were a heck of a news guy back then.
I was here about a year and established my South Carolina citizenship, and then went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And went to college full-time and worked full-time and had a part-time job on the weekends waiting tables.
Wow. Where'd you
and
wait
so tables? That's when I left, was when I graduated from the College of Charleston in May of 78.
Where did you wait tables, Steve?
I waited tables at one of the Sambo's restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember those.
Yep. We don't have the Sambo's restaurants anymore, and for good reason.
They've been gone a long time.
You put them out of business, Steve, as a matter of fact, when you were waiting tables.
They put themselves out of business.
What do you remember back from when you were doing news, Steve? Anything stand out in your mind in particular?
It was one of the best times of my life and one of the hardest times of my life, because I put in so many hours between school and work. But we did, I thought, an incredible job. I did working for Al Cammy, who's sitting right next to me, so I have to be nice.
Don't pat his knee like that, Steve. He's a married man.
Oh, he likes it.
Well, he may like it, but we don't need to talk about that here on the air, for God's sake. Sorry, John, but you know how these guys get out of control.
But considering the resources we had,
right.
You know, it was basically two people.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd have a third, but we worked our tails off and put together an, I thought, was incredible quality newscast and public affairs work for what we had to work with.
All right, let me hear it, Steve. You know, I've asked everybody to give me a little bit of their delivery. You were a news guy, so, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 20 minutes after 1 o'clock here at the mighty WTMA. Time now for news with Mr. Steve Bell.
Well, I don't think I...
He's a lawyer.
I don't think I can do that. That's right. I'm a lawyer now.
Time now for news with Mr. Steve Bell. Steve, what's
Elvis
happening?
Elvis is still dead.
Nobody tell the Elvis story.
Nobody tell the Elvis story. Steve, we'd like to hear how you sounded back then. Pretty much like you sound now.
Actually, you heard me coming into this segment.
I was afraid of that. I was afraid
of
that, Steve.
And that's about as good as I can.
Well, there we go. Folks, we are reminiscing with the folks who used to be here. Back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, when WTMA was a rock and roll station, it was a giant back then, and you only listened to the mighty TMA. Stay with us. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk to Al Cammy, newsman extraordinaire from WTMA, and to Mr. Gary London, who was just a terrific disc jockey from a time when I remember, too. Stay with us.
That's the money in my pocket for you, Bill.
That's going to cost you a lot of extra money, Gary. We're reminiscing, walking down memory lane at the mighty WTMA.